This is the body scan. It will take about 30 minutes and it allows you to connect with your physical experience in the moment. So find a comfortable position, ideally lying on a mat on the floor or on your bed, or if you prefer, you can sit on a chair. Closing your eyes or leaving them open if you feel that would make you fall asleep, because the idea here is to be alert and awake and open to whatever experience is present in each moment. So, making yourself comfortable in whatever position you choose, and then bringing your attention to your breathing. Following the natural rhythm of your own breathing, not trying to force or change it in any way. So paying attention as you breathe in and as you breathe out. You might notice how when you breathe in, the air moves up through the nostrils, down the back of the throat, and into the lungs. And if you're breathing deeply, you may even notice that it goes right down into the belly. And then noticing the out-breath as you exhale. You might notice how the rib cage expands as you breathe into the lungs, how the tummy muscles expand and contract. So following that journey of the in-breath and the out-breath for the next few moments. Remembering that the breath is always your anchor for the present moment, and it's what we return to when the mind wanders. And we expect the mind to wander, because that's what minds do. And that will happen many times during this meditation practice. If you notice that the mind has wandered, remember that that's okay. You just need to note where the mind wandered to, and then bring your attention back to the breath. Breathing in, breathing out. So now, on your next in-breath, move your attention from the breath through the body down to your feet. And we'll first focus on the left foot, on the toes of the left foot, the heel and the sole of your left foot. What do you notice? You may, in the first instance, not notice much at all. Or you may have a sense of heat or cold, of an itch or numbness, or nothing at all. Moving your attention now to the top of the foot, becoming aware of the thin layer of skin as it covers the bones of your foot. The connection your foot has with your ankle. And then moving your attention to the lower left leg, the calf muscle and the shin bones. noticing the muscles in your calf. Is there a tightness? Are they relaxed? Not trying to change anything, just noticing what's there. Remembering again that when the mind wanders, that's okay. We just note where it wandered to. And then bring your attention back to the breath. And to your lower left leg. Moving to the knee and the kneecap. And to the large muscle in your left thigh. What do you notice there? You might notice the contact the underneath part of your thigh has with the floor or the bed or the chair. You might have your hands resting on top of your thigh. Just noticing what contact your left thigh has with the environment around you. We're noticing from moment to moment the physical sensations in the body, connecting with our physical experience, moving out of the mind in as much as we can. So on your next in-breath, maybe letting go of your awareness of your left leg and moving your attention over to the right leg now, to the right foot, to the toes of the right foot and the heel of the right foot and the underneath part of your right foot. What do you notice? What sensations are there? What's happening in this moment? Moving your attention to the ankle and the top of your right foot, the thin layer of skin that covers the delicate bones of the foot. Breathing in, breathing out. Bringing your awareness to the physical sensations from one moment to the next. And now let's move our attention to the lower right leg, shin bone and calf muscles. What do you notice? What's happening there? Connecting with your physical experience in the body, in this moment. Moving your attention to the right knee, the kneecap. Do you have any sense of the ligaments and cartilage behind the kneecap? What physical sensations are there? And your thigh of your right leg, large muscle, tight, relaxed. What's going on there? What do you notice in your right thigh? What contact does it have with the floor, or the bed, or the chair, wherever you happen to be sitting or lying? And next, we direct our attention to the whole pelvic area, the buttocks and genital area, the hips and the space in between. So what do you notice? What's happening there? Again, remembering always to return to the breath as your anchor when you notice that your mind has wandered. Moving your attention now to the lower back, often an area where we have a sense of restriction or tightness. How is your lower back in this moment? What do you notice? What do you notice in the upper back and the space between the shoulder blades? That sense of your spine running from your pelvis right up into your neck. What physical sensations are present right now? And let's move our attention now around the front of the body, in the area of the abdomen or belly. And here you might notice how your muscles expand and contract with the breath. What else do you notice? There may be a sense of gurgling in the belly, or nothing at all. What do you notice? Moving up the front of the body, the rib cage and chest area. The chest that holds those vital organs of heart and lungs. What do you notice? What's happening in your body in this moment? noticing what's happening in your collarbone and throat area. And now moving our attention to your shoulders. Again, an area that often holds a tightness or a weightiness. How are the muscles in your shoulders right now? What do you notice? And remember, as we go through this meditation practice, if you find that your position is becoming really uncomfortable and you need to make an adjustment, you can do that. But do it mindfully. Think about how you need to make each movement and make that adjustment with awareness. So letting go of the shoulders and moving our attention down the arms, doing both arms at the same time. So bring our attention now to the hands, to the fingers, fingertips, the palms of the hands, and the top of your hands. You may notice a tingling and pulsing. What's happening in this moment? Moving from the hands to your wrists and lower arm right up to the elbow. And now bringing your attention to your upper arms. Again, a larger muscle to take note of. And noticing where your arms connect into your shoulders and armpit. Breathing in, breathing out, staying with your physical experience. Moving the attention now across the shoulders to the neck. The neck that does the hard work of holding up the head. Vertebrae going right into the skull. What do you notice about your neck in this moment? Moving our attention now into the head, having a sense of the hard bone of the skull as it surrounds the brain. Your scalp and the hair that grows there. And your face. Let's direct our attention to the face now, to your forehead and brow. Your eyes, What's happening there? Your nose and cheekbones. Noticing maybe again the breath as you breathe in through your nostrils. Your mouth and lips. And your jaw. You might notice a tightness, and if you feel you want to loosen your jaw, do that. Your ears. And now for the last part of this meditation practice, let us expand our awareness to have a sense of the body as a whole, being here in this moment. Breathing in, breathing out. Imagine if you can, breathing in from the top of your head right down to your toes and back out again. Paying attention to the breath as it moves into the body, around the body, and out again. Becoming aware of the boundary of your body, your skin, and the contact it has with your clothes, with the chair or the floor or the bed. And resting now in this awareness of how you are in your body. Returning to the breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Each in-breath, a new beginning. Each out-breath, a letting go. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.